And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez from VeralDana. When you experience a behavioral or performance issue with an employee, what is your first step in crafting the response? With hope, it's to check to make sure that the company's expectations were clear and that the employee had a reasonable opportunity to understand what behavior was considered appropriate by the company. In real-world terms, turn to that employee handbook or review the assignment that was given to the employee to determine whether adequate parameters and expectations were set forth. Does the employee's behavior clearly violate a policy or practice of the organization? Was the employee aware of the employer's policies and practices? Were the policies at that time, or are the policies still in place? Are you an organization that follows your practices and policies, or have they evolved so much over time that the written handbook no longer controls the practices of the organization? It may sound like I'm simply rambling off a bunch of questions and not providing any guidance here, but when you get sued for discriminatory or retaliatory termination, these are some of the early questions your counsel is going to ask once you begin your conversation. If you have further questions concerning best practices as to this subject, contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.